four beers, and have one more drink.
I was in.
That was a problem.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
So then, what we heard was a couple of fine local artists. Any of you who have seen 3 Day Threshold know about Keir Burns. And with some friends of his, he did Blarney, a compilation of Celtic music. And we heard The Jolly Tinker, The Sick Note, also known as The Bricklayer's Plight, and The Moonshiner. And he said, if you like what you hear, please share it or come to another show. Performance dates are listed at www.kbfreedomrunners.com/3-day-threshold. So there you have it. Before that was Allison Perkins and Nicholas Brown doing The Gypsies. Prior to that was the Dropkick Murphys from 11 Short Stories of Pain and Glory doing Blood. And we started off with the Arch Druid, yes, him, Julian Cope, from his album Drunken Songs, with Drink Me Under the Table, A Liver Big as Hartlepool, As the Beer Flows Over Me, and the Gatefold album thoughtfully includes a map of the British Isles with every spot that he was at. And I have received a request for one more fine local song here before we bid goodbye to Celtic Dawn. So we only have to see if this will actually show up in our CD players. Oh, I think it will. Here we have from Slant 6 and The Jump Starts, The Drunken Leprechaun.
Was wasted. He drank too many beers.
eating his Lucky Charms, trying to figure out, make sense of what he'd done.
Suddenly I realized I'm just a leprechaun, and leprechauns are crazy. We get drunk and we have fun.
So there you have it from Grafton, Mass, Slamp 6 and the Jump Starts with Drunken Leprechaun. It is 9:08. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. And as we mentioned, it is the vernal equinox today. It actually feels like it. If your car is still encased in snow from last Tuesday, this would be an excellent day to try and chop it out. In the meantime, in between times, Between the Worlds, the Best of Earth Religions Radio presents our Spring Equinox Show.
The green man shakes with fear, for winds are north and chill. His days will not be very long, for it's old Jack Frost is waiting on the hill. Waiting on the hill. His days will not be very long, for it's old Jack Frost is waiting on the hill. Now Barleycorn is in his grave, the stubble marks his tomb. Orion stalks the weary stars, and the barn owl calls to greet the hunter's moon. The hunter's moon. Orion stalks the weary stars, and the barn owl calls to greet the hunter's moon. When snows are deep and cruel, the year's race has run. The god of night is strongest now, so we burn his heart to summon up the sun. Summon up the sun. The god of night is strongest now, so we burn his heart to summon up the sun. Midwinter's day begets the May, the darkest hour, the dawn. The deepest snow in spring will go, and John Barleycorn is sure to be reborn. Sure to be reborn. The deepest snow in spring will go, and John Barleycorn is sure to be reborn. Or when the snows are growing thin, the god of winter yields. Again the spirit is reborn, and the young green man comes dancing through the fields. Dancing through the fields. Again the spirit is reborn, and the young green man comes dancing through the fields. and the young green man comes dancing through the field. Thank you.
Man and his wife see the sun. remember how love is begun. He hands her a daffodil he stole from a windowsill, smiling, his teeth seem to sing. Spring is coming. Spring like the tide coming in. You ride on the tail of the wind. When winter has broken us, you put new hope in us. I call your name in the wind. Spring is spring is spring is.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
And we heard Steve Ashley doing Spring Song from Stroll On Revisited. Kiva was Spring Is Returning from The Healing Art. Phil Thornton doing Awakening from his cyclical album Solstice. And Keith Kendrick was Summon Up the Sun. Our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore. So today is the spring equinox, otherwise known as the vernal equinox, and the first day of spring. The sun enters the house of Aries. The calendar of shepherds of 1604 notes, "He that is born in Aries shall be of good wit, and neither rich nor poor. He shall be soon angry and soon pleased. He shall have damage by his neighbors. He shall have power over dead folks' goods. He shall be a liar and unsteadfast of courage and will take vengeance on his enemies. Unto 34 years he shall be a fornicator and wedded at 35. And if he be not, he shall not be chaste. He shall have great sickness at 22 years. And if he escape, he shall live 75 years after nature. The woman that is born in this time shall be ireful and suffer great wrongs from day to day. She shall lose her husband and recover a better. She shall be sick at 5 years and at danger in 25. And if she escape, she shall be in doubt until 43 years, but afterwards prosper. And as we mentioned before, this comes from the calendar of shepherds of 1604. March the 22nd, observe the features of the face which are ruled by Aries and seek cures for ills of the nose. Once again, we have the shepherd's prognostication of 1729, talking about the nose. The nose, round with a sharpness at the end, signifies one to be wavering of mind. The nose, wholly crooked, to be unshamefaced and unstable. Crooked like an eagle's beak, to be bold. The nose flat, to be lecherous and hasty in wrath. The nostrils large, to be ireful. March the 23rd, Lenten fish dishes still in demand. March the 24th, St. Gabriel's Day. Gabriel, the archangel who revealed to the Virgin Mary that she was to bear Jesus, is invoked today by all those who hope for good news, and he is a special protector of postmen and other messengers. Queen Elizabeth I died on this day in 1603. For those of you who like to read The Guardian online, there is a long but very interesting article about what is supposed to happen at the death of the sovereign and what actually did happen on previous times. March the 25th is Lady Day, the first day of the year, old style. Lady Day commemorates the Archangel Gabriel's proclamation to the Virgin Mary. From the 12th century until the calendar change of 1752, the 25th of March, and not the 1st of January, was the day on which the Year of Grace began in England and Ireland. Thus, for example, March the 24th, 1600, was immediately followed by March the 25th, 1601. And an event recorded by contemporaries as happening on January the 30th, 1648, took place, according to modern reckoning, on January the 30th, 1649. Are you confused yet? It says, when Easter falls in Our Lady's lap, then let England beware a rap. Well, Easter does not coincide with a Lady's Day, either old style or new style. So we are spared. And this weekend, we should note, is Mothering Sunday. Because we're approaching the end of March, March hares are now breeding. And the last 3 days of the month, which are often cold and stormy, are said to have been borrowed by March from April. And I will be switching off next week with my wonderful friend here, who has Buffalo Banter with Mark Allen Ruffalo. And I will be back in April, the spring cuckoos month. Now, to return to our program, we'll hear a few more pieces about spring.
listen now. It's time to close your eyes. Pages turn, nothing else matters now. You'll be my someone to
and the next that comes in, it is Lord Collingwood, and he's fought with Lord Nelson till he shed his blood. And he's come from the sea, old England to view, and he's come all haste again with the whole of his crew. Here's 1, 2, 3 jolly lads all in one mind. We'll come apace again, and I hope you'll prove kind. And I hope you'll prove kind with your eggs and strong beer. But we'll come no more nigh you until the next year. And the last that comes in is old Tosspot, you'll see. He's a valiant old man and in every degree. He's a valiant old man and he wears a pigtail. And all his delight is in drinking strong ale. Here's 1, 2, 3 jolly lads all in one mind. We'll come the place again and I hope you'll prove kind. And I hope you'll prove kind with your eggs and strong beer. But we'll come no more nigh you until the next year. Come ladies and gentlemen, sit by the fire. Put your hands in your pockets and give us our desire. Put your hands in your pockets and treat us all right. If you give not, we'll take not. Farewell and good night. Here's 1, 2, 3 jolly lads all in one mind. We have come a place again and I hope you'll prove kind. And I hope you'll prove kind with your eggs and strong beer. For we'll come no more nigh you until the next year.
Good morning. It's 9:54. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. So, yes, time to get your eggs and color them. Whether you want to use the old-fashioned methods or repair to your nearest grocery store where you can get all kinds of Easter egg coloring kits, including tie-dye and who knows what else. So that was Ian Corrigan and Friends with the Pace-Egging song. Before that was Jennifer Kimball with Someone to Read To from her new album Avocet, and she'll be doing her official CD release party this week at Passim, so please do go and check it out. She's a great artist, and she'll have many of her local friends coming by and joining her. Before that was a group that sadly is no longer together, but made wonderful harmony music while they were. It's Labana, The Breeze at Dawn, and it's from a poem by Rumi. The breeze at dawn has secrets to tell you. We heard the first movement of the Boston Baroque doing Spring from Vivaldi's Four Seasons, and it's the Four Seasons album. I believe it came out I shouldn't actually speculate. I want to say 1989, but that might be too early. But anyway, it's available on Telarc. Prior to that was Gwydion Penderwyn with Spring, Strathspey from Songs of the Old Religion, which is available on CD, not the tape that you heard me transcribing from there, 1995, and the Waterboys with a little interlude called Spring Comes to Spittle from The Fisherman's Box, the complete Fisherman's Blues sessions. All right, it's 9:56. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. We lost two greats this past weekend in the musical field. Chuck Berry, and James Cotton. And we also sadly lost a firefighter this weekend from Watertown, Joe Toscano, whose family will sorely miss him. He left five young children. You can go to the Watertown Fire Department and find where you can donate. But just remember to thank your firefighters always. They've had a tough week. And we are going out of here with something from the Rolling Stones. Yeah, this is from their new album, Blue and Lonesome, with All of Your Love.